Hi, this is Chris, and welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit, and this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Whoa, hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Sure, it never happens in your family, but sometimes when parents go out for an evening, brothers and sisters disagree over things like who's in charge, when to take a bath, or who set the television on fire. How can these conflicts be resolved? Stay tuned and see on today's Adventure in Odyssey, right after this. George and Mary Barclay have been out by themselves for a nice dinner with good conversation and romantic glances across a candlelit table. All in all, a perfect night. And then they had to go home.
Well, that was enjoyable, wasn't it? Just the two of us for dinner for a change.
It was. Thanks for thinking of it, George. We haven't been out on a date in a long time.
Yeah, you know, we should do that more often. That is, if you'll go out with me again.
I'll have to ask my parents.
You know, I was thinking during the meal just how nice it is to be able to leave the kids home. I mean, now that Donna's old enough to watch Jimmy.
I was thinking the same thing. I wonder how they got along tonight. I hope they didn't fight.
Yeah, we've been gone only a couple of hours. They probably haven't had time to fight. Well, that's funny.
What?
Well, those flashing lights down the street.
It looks like... Is that a fire truck, George?
Well, yeah. Oh, I sure hope none of our neighbors... Mary?
George, the fire truck is in front of our house! Donna? Jimmy?
Mary, wait!
George? George Barclay?
What? Oh, Captain, what's happened? Where are my kids?
Take it easy, Mr. Barclay. Everyone's all right. They're in the family room. You just had a little electrical trouble, that's all. Nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about? What are all these men doing here if there's nothing to worry about?
It's routine. Anytime anyone calls about a problem, we send the whole crew, just in case. Fortunately, this time we weren't needed. It was only the TV.
The TV?
Yes, now I know you're frazzled, but really, everything's fine.
Look, I want to see my kids. Oh, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, boys, let's get it all back to the station.
Come on,
quiet.
Well, I'm glad to see everyone safe and under control. Are you kids all right? Everything okay? The TV. Look at the TV.
I know, Dad. That's what I was telling Mom. You see,
you weren't telling Mom anything. What happened is...
Quiet, please. Go back to your corners until the bell for the next round goes off. George, help.
Why is the carpet all wet? Good grief, what happened here?
She was on the phone all night, Dad.
I was not. You had a friend in.
That's only because he couldn't get us on the
phone. And then you tried to blow the house up.
Hold it. That's enough. I can't believe the two of you are acting this way.
It's all her fault.
All right. I want to know what happened, one at a time.
See, Dad, I was upstairs.
Wait a minute. He didn't say you should go first.
But I'm oldest.
Hey, will you two cut it out? Good grief. Mary?
I don't know, George. Look, maybe you should take Jimmy to his room, and I'll talk to Donna in here. Then we can figure out what happened.
Good idea. Come on, Jimmy.
I'll tell you what really happened.
Sure, but none of it will be true.
That's enough, Donna. Bye, George.
See you in court recesses, Counselor.
Jimmy was...
All right, Donna. Now, I want you to calm down and tell me what happened here tonight.
It's all Jimmy's fault.
Right there. Now, I said to calm down, and I didn't ask you whose fault it was. I asked you to tell me what happened. Now, start when we left.
Well, you and Dad told us we couldn't have any friends over while you were out to dinner, and then you left and...
We told you something else, too.
You wanted Jimmy to take a bath.
Something else.
Well, you told me not to talk on the phone.
That's the one.